Welcome back to Big Iron, broadcasting from the Legacy Seeds booth. And we wandered over here to Agnew Steel. It's got a great product that you didn't know that you needed, but it is a grain spreader. And the folks, Dennis Agnew and Tricia Agnew. Ladies first. Tricia, how are you doing?
Oh, good morning. Doing well. Hope you are all doing well, too.
Yeah. Now, you're over in Moffett, North Dakota, where it's been a little dry. Huh?
That's right. We are about 30 miles out of Bismarck, and we could have used a little more rain this year, but we would have liked to have shared what the eastern part of the state had, for sure.
Maybe we could get maybe halfway in between. People were happy. I don't know.
Yeah, that's right. But, you know, farmers know. They know that some years are going to be wetter than others, and they deal with it. So, but we're happy to be at Big Iron again this year. We have a new product to tell us everyone about. It's a self-adjusting grain spreader. My husband Dennis designed it and invented it. We have a patent pending, and we manufacture it on our own farm. So we'd love to tell you more about it.
Okay, it is a product and a company that has been within the family for a long time.
That's right. We bought the business from Dennis's parents, Juana and Elvin Agnew, about 3.5 years ago. And he had been here for about 20 years with a gravity grain spreader. And now we still have that product, but we've added on this additional product, the self-adjusting grain spreader.
Okay. All right. Well, let's head on over. Dennis, what is the product all about? Does it work in... And what would be the application for it?
Yeah, absolutely. The self-adjusting grain spreader that we have is, it works in a range of different bins, anywhere from a 28-foot bin all the way out to a 70-foot diameter bin. And it hangs right in the top in the bin cap of these bins, and you can dump into this, and the self-adjusting grain spreader takes care of a couple of the struggles that we've had with our older grain spreaders and a lot of other people's grain spreaders, so a lot of the competitive ones also, where you have to struggle centering the grain on that grain spreader or it won't work right, or you have varying grain flows and it won't work right. So this invention takes care of both of those struggles so that the farmer doesn't have to worry about, oh, is it working right, or have to get in that bin and do work to get his grain spread out before he runs that air through it. So that's what we're really trying to do, is make it easier for the farmers when they're putting the grain into their bins, whether they're just putting it into a bin or whether they're coming out of a dryer system and going into that bin.
Why have a grain spreader? Because a lot of people don't have one, right?
Right. Great question. Is the grain spreader, is it gets the fines, what we call the fines in the grain, gets those spread in better so that you have a consistent flow of air coming up through it. It doesn't allow that grain to cone up into the bin when you're dumping straight into that center of the bin. When you dump into the center of the bin, you're going to get your fines building up in one area and just the grain in one area. And when you're pushing air through grain, it's going to take the path of least resistance. So it's only going to cool a certain portion of that grain, and then you're going to have inevitably hot spots in that grain. So you're going to have to dry it longer to try to get those hot spots out of there, or you're going to have grain that goes bad, and nobody wants that.
This is going to be a product that'll pay for itself in a short amount of time.
Absolutely, absolutely. We market this, as Tricia said, make this right on our farm or by ourselves, and we're able to offer it at a very value product. So it doesn't cost a lot of money, and so you can get into this for not a lot of money, and the amount of labor and just kind of heartache that it saves you is easily pays for itself. Yeah.
Visiting with Dennis and Tricia Agnew of Agnew Steel, Moffett, North Dakota. So describe the self-adjusting. How does that work? We're showing this product on the radio here. How does it work?
Yes, and it's a good thing we're on the radio. I've got a face for radio, so that's great. But this product actually works with a spring-loaded mechanism, so it uses the weight of the grain using that just gravity that's very consistent, and uses springs that, when you're dumping grain into this, it will make that grain back up into a little reservoir of grain, and that's what makes it come out of the grain spreader evenly. And the more you pour in, the more that it's going to stretch those springs out and open up, so it's going to let more through. So the more you dump in it, the more it's going to let out consistently. And that's the nice thing about this setup, is that it's able to adjust for those varying flow rates that are coming into it.
Okay. Soybeans, corn, wheat, anything, everything, huh?
anything that is 50 to 60 pounds per bushel. So your soybeans, your wheat, your corn, canola, those type of things. So yes, and then we have our legacy models that will work for any grain. So any grain that is, that's not so, we don't worry about the weight on those. But with the self-adjusting one, yes, anything 50 to 60 pounds, which is the majority of the grains that are raised in the region.
Sure. No silage, of course, but and the bigger the bin, you don't need a bigger grain spreader?
No, our grain spreader is able to adjust the legs on it, or the grain chutes, to adjust for different diameters of bins. So when you hang this in the bin, the first thing you will do is set those grain chutes, or the legs we call them, out to the angle that you need them to. So when that you have a bigger bin, you just adjust those out farther and it spreads the grain farther.
Simple, but I guess, were you an engineering student in school, or how did you end up working on this and developing this product?
Absolutely. I went to school to be a mechanical engineer. I try not to act like one, but yes, I'm an engineer by education, and so just kind of always been really interested in trying to come up with mechanical devices that can make life easier, make work easier, those type of things.
Yeah. Seems like so many products we live with and use and need are made in another country, and now here's a product made in North Dakota for farmers, right?
That is correct. That is correct. We make it in South Central North Dakota, just outside of the Bismarck area, and so we're made in the USA. We have all of our pieces that go into this are supplied from the U.S., so it's a really nice way to actually have something made here and used in the region.
Wonderful. All right, Dennis and Tricia Agnew Steel, the Agnew Steel Grain Spreader. Do you have a website for people to get more info?
Absolutely. You can see all of our grain spreaders in action and get more information about them at agnewsteel.com. And you can contact us at agnewsteel@agnewsteel.com if you have any questions and would like to email us.
Gotcha. All righty. Dennis, thank you for the visit. Good luck, and we'll talk to you again later.
Oh, thank you very much.
You bet. From Big Iron at the Legacy Seeds booth, I'm Mick Kerr over here at Agnew Steel. We're going to take a break, come right back with more.